Hi, I'm Kate.
And I'm Mary B.
Welcome to
the Happiest Girls Podcast.
Episodes will drop every Monday morning, and each week we'll be tackling a new topic, chatting about motherhood, singlehood, health, wellness, and everything in between.
Tune in each week as we discuss what it means to be
the happiest girl.
Hi, Mary B.
Hey, Kate.
Oh, my goodness. How's it going?
I'm good, is what I would say if I was lying.
I'm sorry. Another week of you just on the struggle bus over here.
It's really okay. I just have been sick for like 9 days. Like, what is that about? Like, what is that what about?
Do you think is the cause of this ruckus?
I don't know. I think it's because I... here's the thing. Is my cold started... I have a cold, everybody. Okay. To get you up to speed. Okay. My cold started, like, not that bad. It came on really suddenly, though, with a quick sore throat. And then it just devolved into, like, a minor cold. And I was just kind of, like, living my life. Like, I kept... Like, I was social last weekend because the cold wasn't really holding me back. And then, like, it started to get worse on Sunday after I was just living my life. I should have, like, taken it more easy, but I had plans. Like, what's a girl to do?
Truly.
And then I had to travel for work this week to Chicago, which was, like, a 7 a.m. flight on Wednesday and a 7 p.m. flight on... I'm sorry. 7 a.m. flight on Monday and a 7 p.m. flight on Tuesday. Mm. And, like, meetings with the client.
Bus. Club.
And another club. It was good, but it just, like, took all of my energy. And I was, like, pumping myself full of drugs because every time I had to, like, cough... I was trying to, like, make it seem as if I was clearing my throat because I didn't want people to think that I was, like, patient number zero. But it's just a cold. Like, are you supposed to, like, call off work for a cold?
Like, yeah, if you need rest.
But I like, guess. But I knew I could do it and I wanted to go. So I went. And maybe I shouldn't have, but I feel like it was a good trip. Like, I enjoyed myself and I got some good work done. But now I think I'm even more sick. Yesterday I was even more sick. I'm on the up and up. I plan to be pretty much fully recovered tomorrow.
Okay, well.
That's the plan.
But, we're all rooting for you. And hoping you pull through.
I literally did the minimum work that I could do yesterday because I was so tired and laid in bed most of the day. And today, though, I felt so much better. So much more better. And my Aura Ring is, like, I got a notification this morning. Where's my phone? It's, like, basically saying...
You're unwell.
It's basically saying, like, hey, like, you got a lot of sleep last night. You slept really well. But just checking in because your vitals still suck. And I was like, yeah, because I'm sick.
Yeah.
So...
It's not my fault.
Anyway. So, yeah.
Great. Dictator. I don't know if you guys can hear her.
But. Dictator, we're recording this past Dictator's bedtime, and she can hear her mom, and she is wishing for her.
Mommy!
What do we do?
She always lays it on thick when Spencer's around. So last night, her thing was all of a sudden out of nowhere to say, I'm scared in the dark. Like, she's literally never done this before. But of course, he's like, oh, I gotta go in there. She's not doing that tonight, obviously, because it's just me.
She's just saying, us.
She's just saying, mommy.
Oh my gosh. Well, you're in my thoughts and prayers, Dictator. I also got this new app.
Oh, sorry. She's okay. She's okay for people, I
promise. If you didn't hear before... You heard that. Here's the thing, though, about... I know everyone has been talking about this, but here's the thing about having colds these days is it's such taboo. Like, I don't remember before COVID coughing in public and getting absolute death stares.
It's like yelling fire in theaters these days.
Like, I cannot go outside. I'm too embarrassed to cough in public.
This
like,
poor elderly woman... I was getting my nails done today, and this poor elderly woman, like... let out the faintest little cough. Like, it wasn't even a real cough. It was like, I'm just, like, clearing my throat cough. And, like, she was so apologetic. She was, like, she was maybe, like, in her 80s. I hate to, like, you know, like, say her age out. But, like, she was, like, I can wash my hands. Like, the lady was like, it's okay. Like, it was literally like, like, type of cough. Like,
that's the thing, though. There's so much shame around coughing in public. Like, if you're coughing in public, you may as well, like, definitely have the flu or COVID. Like, I just can't do it. So that's why I've been basically hibernating since yesterday. I can't go outside. I can't be in public. With the cough, no. Runny nose, sure. Audible cough, shame. Shame.
Hold on, pause. Sorry. Let me go, mother.
Sorry. We're back.
Brief interruption. Oh. But we should be good now. We do leave tomorrow at 3:30 in the morning to go to Mexico. So I really need her to get good rest. Hopefully she does. But anyway, where were we? You're talking about cold.
Thank God I'm not going with you on account of this cold. Like, this cold is my new personality.
It's so unfortunate. Speaking of, you know, illnesses, mine really isn't an illness, but I did get my colonoscopy on Monday.
Yes, tell the people how it went.
I mean, on Wednesday. What day was it?
Wednesday.
And while I really did not want to do it, and I really wanted to put it off, I'm glad that I didn't. So Spencer did his first, and his was perfectly clear. Obviously, incredible, right? And so I was like, oh yeah, mine will be totally clear too. And so I'll just tell you about my whole process start to finish in case anybody else has to have something similar. And a lot of people messaged, and a lot of people have actually had one, because people who have like IBS or things like that and have to have colonoscopies a lot. And so I did the prep. I drank the first one, not an ounce of movement at all. So I was like, okay, maybe I did it wrong. But like, I read the instructions obsessively, and I stopped eating when I was actually like an hour and a half before I was even supposed to stop eating. So I followed all the rules. And
he's skinny.
Yeah. Watch out. You waist missing. And then I drank the second one. I think it was like 2-3 hours later. I followed the directions, and then I still wasn't having any movement. And it was like the middle of the night, so I'm exhausted, like trying to sleep. And then all of a sudden, just like eruption. It was like my stomach was on fire, but only for about like 10 minutes. So it really wasn't terrible. But then that was it.
That's it?
Yeah.
Did it taste gross?
No. It tasted like, have you ever had to drink mag citrate? Like if you're constipated?
No.
That's what it tasted like. But it definitely was not the worst thing I've tasted in my life. You know, like if you've ever, it tasted better than like a shot of tequila.
Okay.
Well, or like a Natty Light.
Well.
So, well, definitely had worse. And so then I got the colonoscopy, the IV obviously super easy. Great nap, felt super well rested after. Didn't feel a thing, and I actually had 3 polyps, which was so crazy. And polyps are benign, but those are what turn into cancerous tumors, and that's how you can get colon cancer, colorectal cancer, rectal cancer over time. So it's a very slow-growing cancer, but you can see how people are being diagnosed so early. If I'm 31 and I already have polyps, I can totally see how our mom was 46 and already stage 3. Like, she probably had polyps when she was in her 30s, like me.
And that's like, that can be genetic, right?
Yes, we obviously have. There is something, I think it's called Lynch. Like, there is some genetic mutation that you can have that we do not have.
Oh.
But we obviously have some genetic history.
Some predisposition.
But it is not the genetic mutation. Like how some people have BRCA.
That's breast cancer.
Yes.
For those listening.
There is a very similar thing for colon or for colorectal cancer. We do not have that. But we definitely have some sort of something.
So when you have polyps, do they give you something to get rid of them, or they just
so yes
them?
No. You clip them out. You get rid of them.
Oh, so during the colonoscopy,
yes,
you do that.
Yep, gets rid of them. And I have to have. I thought this was interesting. He was like, "I want to see you in my office in 2 to 4 weeks." And I don't know if he said that just because like I was coming out from anesthesia and I didn't have anybody with me at this time, and so I was waiting for Mary B to pick me up, and the doctor, I think, had to rush out because as I was waiting, I saw him walk out. And as he was walking out, he's like, oh, I want to see you in the office in 2 to 4 weeks. Oh. And so he probably would have like wait, stay to talk to me, but he might have had like rush to go on to like an emergency surgery or like something more important.
Maybe, obviously. Yeah, maybe he just wants to chat.
And I think it's just he just wanted to like talk more about next steps. He probably wants to see me more often, just like, because
maybe
of
once
our
a year.
Family history. Yeah, yeah, like maybe once a year or once every 3 years, mm-hmm. or you know, maybe the polyps were like pretty big already or something like that. But they were benign, and it's, you know, no big deal. Nothing that we can't handle.
You've been cleansed, polypless.
So cleansed, so skinny. So take this as your sign too. If you have a family history of certain things, make sure you stay on top of it, because you're not immune and you're never too young.
And that's the scary thing about colon cancer is that
There's no signs.
Like, until you're really far down the road. Like, our mom only knew because she had some signs that you only get when you're really, like, obviously deep in.
Even then, it was, she was having some bleeding. And even that, a lot of people could think hemorrhoids or something like that.
So, you can't feel it. So, you got to get it checked. So, get your colonoscopies, people. Don't run from it.
And a lot of people were asking how you get it covered by insurance. And some insurances you can apply, you can ask for reimbursement. I bet since I did have polyps, I could get reimbursed for it.
Wait, why wouldn't it be covered by insurance?
If you just
go randomly.
If you just have family history, a lot of insurances won't cover it. Oh, unfortunately.
That's crazy.
But now just listen carefully, okay? And read between the lines. If you have suspicious symptoms, insurance will cover it. If you're having bleeding, even if you think it's hemorrhoids, you don't know for sure.
You don't know for sure.
If you're having, you know, abdominal cramping.
I get that every month.
Yeah, but you don't know what that could be.
You don't know what it's from.
So just go.
That's all we'll say about that.
Schedule an evaluation for colonoscopy. You can DM me on Instagram. My doctor is incredible. I'm obsessed with him. And he's on the Upper East Side.
Slay.
So,
okay.
Yeah.
And that's that on that.
Yeah. And it was all very painless. So, I recommend.
Nice. We'd inspire the people. She's a colonoscopy influencer now.
Okay. Yeah, I know. I made this video on TikTok, and like for some reason, I'm getting a lot of probably the most followers I've ever gotten from a video, and I just don't understand why that video. I'm happy, you know. I'm happy people are enjoying it, but you know, whatever. Anyways.
Yeah, she just got a text from mom.
Oh.
T Swizzle went to visit the kids at Children's Mercy Hospital today.
What a queen. She's just giving back to the community.
Yeah.
I love that.
For those who don't know, Children's Mercy Hospital is the big children's hospital in Kansas City. Where we're from. Taylor Swift is obsessed with us. That's why she's there.
I don't want to say too much, obviously, but I did have a patient the other day who is from Kansas City. And we were bonding over how we were Chiefs fans back when they were terrible. And not just, you know, over the last 6 months. Mm-hmm. So, we were there.
Were you there? So, how are you getting in the Christmas spirit, Kate?
I have a tree with ornaments on it. We listen to Christmas music all the time. We put a little fire with the Christmas tree on TV. I have some other ornaments. We donated a bunch of food to the City Harvest Food Pantry today.
Nice.
We also picked a couple items to put up, to give to the angel tree. I think we only did two because there weren't very many and we didn't want to be like hogging from all the people, but our two are women's slippers and baby lotion, which I feel like, oh my gosh, like that's just like not enough. But so I think I'm going to get her like some UGG slippers or some Bombas slippers. But it didn't give a size, so I feel like an 8. I don't know. That's like a general women's size. I don't know.
Yeah, I guess.
I don't know. Like a 7 or an 8.
Yeah.
Like a medium. And then I think I'm also going to include like some like nice women's lotion with the baby lotion, maybe.
There's nothing like nice things like that. Like, because it's such a splurge, but it's so nice to have.
Yeah.
Like my friend Maria stayed with me for a week this last month, and she just sent me as a thank you gift Aesop soap. That has, like, exfoliating balls in it.
Oh
my gosh. I'm a princess.
Wow.
I'm a princess. But, like, those things you would, like, probably, unless you're, like, rich, never buy for yourself. It's just nice to have.
Yes. Should we talk about... oh, my gosh. Okay. So...
Pop off, girl.
Without giving away my... Without doxing my address. I live in FIDI, in the financial district, which someone made a video the other day being, like, stop calling it FIDI. It's Why? The financial district. I'm, like, over my dead body, will I waste the breath of saying the financial district when I can just say FIDI?
That's a weird take from that person.
It's like, I'm like, get a real problem, honestly. But, you know, teach them. Everybody has their own weird quirks. Like, people who are born and raised in New York, like, a lot of people have their own, like, sensitivities about it. And that's their right. Because they've earned it, I guess. But, you know, I feel like I've earned some certain things, too, because I was here during COVID. Hmm. So I'm going to call it FIDI. Okay. But Donald Trump rang the bell this morning, and I live close to the stock exchange.
Did you see Don?
So, no, because there was a tent over the outside, and so, like, you could never see him from the outside. Mm-hmm. So, like, his car was parked under a tent, and he, like, just walked, like, through a little, like, tunnel into a tent and then into the car. But one of my friends was like, oh, yeah, like, they probably do that so he doesn't get Luigi'd.
What does that mean?
Because they got...
Oh, my God.
We shouldn't laugh at that. I was like, I shouldn't laugh at that.
No, but,
like,
Luigi.
It was funny.
It's actually so... My group chat from, like, Chicago, where I moved right after graduation, has been ablaze with the content from Luigi. Like, he, I'm going to say it, is so good looking. But... And, like, I'm just gonna say, like, the edits that some of these people on the internet are making are unhinged.
People are unhinged.
They're unhinged. They're so funny.
Because, like, they're okay, let's be very clear.
It's a serious situation.
It is a serious situation, and we do not condone the loss of life. And the situation is wrong, and I do not think he did it. And I may be completely wrong, but I really don't think he was the one that did it.
I think the new speculation online, so everything is a grain of salt, but is that my friends are on, I'm not really on TikTok, but my friends are, like, all on now, like, the side of TikTok with this man. And apparently, again, this was seen on TikTok. So apparently he had recently started taking new medicine for his back pain management. And I guess they had a psychedelic element. So people are, like, wondering, I think, if that has to do with his recent actions.
Yeah.
Or, like, it could be something mental.
I could totally see that. There's
again,
always,
that's on TikTok,
there's always
so
side effects
really
to different medications, especially when you're taking medications that affect your nerves, like medications like gabapentin and stuff like that. So,
but yeah, it's just very sad.
But, like, he seemed... The guy who did it seemed very clear in his actions. So it didn't really seem like the actions of someone who was mentally, you know,
unwell
in any way.
Maybe,
so,
yeah. I know. It's just...
I don't know. Overall,
I've been hearing a lot of gossip about it.
But, you know, the insurance...
Luigi.
The insurance companies make the people that I work with's life a living hell every single day. So... Yeah. You know, but that doesn't make it okay, but I'm just saying. There also needs to be some changes, but I also don't know the answers.
I think the system needs to be blown up.
Something needs to change.
I just don't know why.
Yeah.
So, anyway, that's an interesting kit Luigi. Also, the fact that his name is Luigi, like, that's kind of, like, just silly.
Yeah, that's such an interesting name. Like, I always think it's a normal Italian name. I always think it's interesting, like, what is going through your head when you're laying in that hospital bed and you're like, maybe. Yes, this is the name. But then again, you could say that about what I named my daughter Dictator and the other ones are. So it's like, I thinking when I named them
those
names?
Exactly.
So, who am I to judge? Okay, let me give my reality TV recap, even though it hasn't been that long and we haven't seen that much. But I'll start with Potomac. What happened on Potomac?
Wait. Also, speaking of reality TV... Shout out to Lindsay Hubbard for giving birth.
Yes.
Happy for you, girl.
And her Jimmy John's ad.
Yes. And did you see that James Kennedy got arrested for domestic violence?
Yeah. So there had been rumors for a while. Kristen Doty, his first girlfriend that got him on the show, had accused him of, you know, similar.
Not Kristen Doty being like what an arc she's had.
I know. And Raquel also did accuse him of some... behavior similar
to women
to that, but unfortunately, because Kristen also was a little unhinged in their relationship, a lot of people didn't believe her, which is kind of sad. And, like, same with Raquel, because of her actions in her relationship, people didn't believe her, which is just unfortunate, and that's just why we shouldn't believe women.
Yep.
But, you know, I honestly, I did not read the article, so I don't know anything about it.
I did read, like, a short article on USA Today. Again, that's the source. But, essentially, it was not Allie, because Allie was at a Christmas party during the time.
Oh,
so, it was a different woman.
Oh,
the neighbors called, the neighbors where they were called, like, that they heard some sort of, like, domestic disturbance.
Oh,
so,
boy.
We don't even know who it was.
That's so awful. Oh, my gosh. I hope that whoever is the victim in the situation is okay.
Yeah. Okay, sorry, go ahead.
Reality recap. What happened on Potomac? Giselle and her daughters, they're just chit-chatting away about something, some drama going on with her dad and his will, which is really sad. Stacy, I'm still not really loving her boyfriend. Sometimes I like him, sometimes I don't like him. I still think she might be in love with her ex-husband, allegedly. I don't know. Mia continues to be messy, and I just feel sad for her kids. I hope that they're well, and I think that the grand dame, I don't know, I feel like she's like blaming Ray a little bit too much, but I don't know. I loved seeing, oh my gosh, I'm blanking on her name, go on dates, but you guys know who I'm talking about if you watch the show. Let's move on to Beverly Hills. Also, really good episode. Loved Sutton in this ep. So cute with the little captain. I still don't understand what's going on between Kyle and Dorit. I wish they would just squash their beef. And I wish that Garcelle would lay off of Dorit a little bit too. I understand that she just does not like Dorit, and she's allowed to not like her. I just wish that she wouldn't pile on. But again, that's just the show. So, you know, what can you do? What else happened in that episode? I'm trying to think. I don't even know. Nothing really crazy. I was just watching Real Housewives of Salt Lake City, and the scene with Mary and Angie was so heartbreaking. I'll give you the rundown. Mary B. walked in while I was watching it, but basically what happened was Mary came over and just opened up to Angie about what was going on with her son and how she felt so alone and felt like she had nobody to turn to talk about the situation. And I felt like that was such a vulnerable confessional moment for her to open up about, and I felt like it was very relatable. Obviously, the whole situation with her son and going through drugs and trials with your adult child was very relatable, but then being vulnerable enough to say that she didn't have anybody to turn to, I feel like is a very real feeling sometimes, because a lot of people don't have family support and don't have anybody to turn to kind of give you a plan. And I feel like our family is very lucky to have so like an abundance.
Yeah, like
of
we have
people. Like we have almost too many people to turn to be like, okay, give me a plan. Because when you're in situations like that, sometimes you just need to be like, okay, I'm paralyzed. Just give me one step, and then I can figure out the rest. If you can just give me one form of action, then I can get going.
Yeah.
And she was basically like, I don't have a grandma. I don't have a mom. I don't have an aunt. I don't have anybody to call to tell me what to do.
No, we don't just have our nuclear family. We have
extended.
A
like,
lot of extended
I could call, like, my mom's dad. I could call aunts. I could call, you know,
aunts plural.
I could, like, even when I have, like, I'm going through, I'm not, I would, like, I'll never use my children for content, but, like, even, like, when I have things going on with my daughters, like, my dad's friends help me, and my mom's friends help.
Who?
So, you want me to be friends?
Who are these people?
But, you know, it's just good to.
Yeah.
And Mary B's friends' parents help me out.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah.
You know, that, yeah.
The network
that's
is wide and lovely.
Yes, exactly. So.
I can't even be bothered to sit up. I'm so lazy. Like, I'm not going to survive motherhood. Like, I just can't do this whole fatigue thing. Like, it's just not going to work.
No, someone was like, I just want to rot all day. And someone commented, I was like, well, me and my child just rot together. And I was like, I love that. Like, you could just watch movies together.
I have, like, some really angel coworkers that have become friends since now I've been at my company for half a decade. And I was just, like, complaining to her. I was like, oh, my gosh, like, I'm so tired. Like, I just don't feel well. Like, I just can't work. And then, like, that I was, like, falling asleep on Tuesday. And I was like, oh, my gosh, she has a literal, like, 5-month-old. She's probably just, like, listening to me.
I know. I totally hear what you're saying. But it doesn't. I don't know. Like, and so it's interesting you say that because I do need to talk about Real Housewives of New York as well. Mm. Because there's a scene, because, you know, Real Housewives is always applicable in life. But there is a scene where Becky Minkoff is saying she doesn't want to share a room on vacation because she has 4 kids at home and, like, she just wants a break. And she says to Brynn, who is child-free, she just says, when you have kids one day, you'll understand. She doesn't say, you don't have kids, so you don't understand. She doesn't say it like that. She just says, one day, you'll understand. And Brynn gets so upset and just, like, takes it in a negative way. And I think it is for drama. Like, I think she understood. She didn't mean it that way, but, like, she's, like, making, you know, the scene is a little snooze fest, so she's making it a little dramatic.
Yeah.
And so, like, in that sense, but, like, if you're child-free, like, you really don't understand. And, like, that like, being, like, touched out like that. But, like, the exhaustion that you feel, like, it's a choice. So, I don't know. Like, it's not, like, I would never make my coworker feel bad about that. Because it was my choice.
She didn't make me feel bad. It was me. Okay, I was good. In bed. I was like, why?
I'm like, well, you shouldn't feel bad either because it was her choice.
But then, no, it wasn't so much that. I was like, I probably sounded so ridiculous to her, I guess, is more so.
No. I don't think so. No, she probably was thinking is like, wow, I'm jealous. She was probably thinking like, wow, I'm jealous that like you're sick and you can be sick in peace.
Yeah, true. I can be sick in peace. That's true.
She's like, wow, I'd love to be sick in peace.
That's such a good point. God, I'll miss that one.
Because it's like even at the end of the day, like even though like you're so tired, it's like there's so much joy. Like I wouldn't trade it for anything.
Yeah, so. For sure. It's like a rewarding tired. I remember from like, you know, when I babysit Dictator. When you went to Aspen that one time and I was there alone for a whole weekend. I was like, oh, motherhood is a lot.
Yeah, and I even had a babysitter every day for you from 9 to 5. It was still a lot.
Did you? Not over the weekend.
I met your
now nanny before you did. I think you had a babysitter for like one afternoon.
Sorry about that.
No, why are you sorry? I'm just saying it was.
No, it is. It is a lot, and like especially a baby because she was like 8 or 9 months is so boring. Like if you were with Dictator now at this age, it would. I feel like it'd be a lot better because she talks. She's way more. You could do so much more. You could go to the museum. You could go to like Color Me Mine.
Yeah.
You could go to the playground and run around or go play tennis or something like that. Yeah, but like I just, when they're just a blob, there's only so much you can do.
Well, you can just vibe.
Yeah.
I just remember walking down the street and being like, nobody get near me. I'm responsible for a life. I have so much purpose. Don't even try me right now.
Yes. Okay,
well, anyway, let's get into it.
I know. I don't like. I've lost the DMs.
No. So how did you lose?
I know.
The DMs?
Well, I'm like trying to go through, and I can't.
Can you search?
I don't even know. Like, how do I search? Response to a story.
How long has it been? A week.
Get that many DMs?
I get a lot of DMs.
And, like, I don't even... I get so many... I know, it's crazy.
Hey.
I apologize.
I was really looking for DMs and advice.
If you want to stop this, like, give me a second to...
Yeah, pause.
Okay, we are not.
Should we just do two?
Okay.
Because...
Okay, we can
continue next week or something.
Okay. Would love opinions on moving in with partner, advice in general, dealing with pressure to do so when you would want to be engaged first, etc.
Oh, girl, I got no leg to stand on here, but do whatever you want.
Yes, you're the one who has to live your life, so do whatever you feel is right. Don't allow anyone else to pressure you to do anything. I will give you, you know, my own two cents, and maybe I think you should speak on this too, as someone who lives with a roommate, wants to live alone maybe eventually, etc., etc. But I will say that Spencer and I did not live together until we were engaged, or not, until we were married, actually.
What?
Sorry. Until we were married. And that was my decision. I told him that, like, probably like when we first started dating, I was like, I do not want to live with anybody but my husband. That is just my decision. I don't care what anybody else does. I know a lot of people could not imagine doing that way, and I totally respect and honor that. Like, more power to you. I cannot imagine a problem arising just living together that would cause us to break up or get divorced. And that is my opinion, and that has been my reality. So you, if you're traveling together, if you're spending a lot of time together, you're learning each other's cleanliness, you're learning each other's habits, and those are the biggest things that you learn when you live together. But if people want to figure those things out before you get married, go for it. I was not roommate shopping. I was more focused on your ethics, your morals, how we fought. Were you going to be a good dad? Were you a good person? Did you treat me right? You know, things like that. So if you feel pressure to do something, that it's already the wrong choice, I guess. It's already the wrong decision.
Yeah.
So you should just be open and communicative about it, because you have the rest of your life to live with someone. And I know Spencer and I look back so fondly on, one, my time living alone. And it was invaluable because I learned how to pay my own bills, run a household on my own, grocery shop, meal prep, you know, make sure my electric bill was set up, make sure I paid my rent on time, make sure I kept everything organized and clean. Like, those, I know those things sound so silly, but those are really important and invaluable lessons to learn if you never had an opportunity to learn them before. And then I also lived with a roommate, one of my friends from Kansas City, and we had the best time. I look back on those years so fondly, and I could not imagine, like, not having those memories and those times together, and then also the time just living by myself. Like, that was truly some of the best times ever, and I know Spencer would say the same. Living by himself, and then also living with some of his, like, Penn football guys after in New York, so.
Yeah, I just feel like it's easy to get,
excited and, like, want to play house and all that kind of stuff. But yeah, the rest of your life, I don't know.
It's easy to get, like, I think, like, stuck in so much of pressure for the present, which is great, stay in the present, but if you think about the time breakdown of, you're going to live with this person if you get married to them for how many years?
Oh my gosh, 70?
60 or 70, versus the amount of time you'd have to live with a roommate, live alone, that time is just, I mean, it's so precious and so little. So if you are not feeling ready to make that transition, I would not do it. And you don't need any other explanation except for that that's not something that you're interested in right now. No is a complete sentence. And I think that's, I mean, it's probably easier said than done. But I think that if you sit down and you can tell your partner, listen, I want to live with you one day, but I'm not ready yet. And it's not a reflection on our relationship. It's about myself and what I want right now. And, you know, you got to respect that.
They should be respectful of that, especially if if you were to talk about marriage, if you were to say, I'm not ready to move in until we're engaged, and they say, well, I'm not ready to get engaged yet.
It's like, okay, well, we see each other.
Yeah, yeah. Game recognized game, game then, recognizes you know? Game. Like, we each get it. We're each not ready to make certain steps, and that's totally okay.
That's okay.
There are a million people out there, like, an example that just came to my head was, like, Paige DeSorbo and Craig Conover. They have an excellent and strong relationship. They move at their own pace. They're not giving into societal pressures. Mm-hmm. And they're both killing it. And they both appear to be very in love. So,
yeah, good example.
Yes.
Okay.
They also asked how to be intentional with time. I feel like you're really good about
intentional
this.
With time? Like, in what way?
Scheduling your life. Because they asked, how do you schedule things for happiest girls? But we really don't.
Oh.
We used to be really good, but
how to be intentional with time. Okay, typically in these sorts of questions that seem like more philosophical, I guess, like, you could get down to practicality of, like, make a schedule. Like, that's, and follow it.
By calendar.
Like, that's one thing you can do to be intentional about your time. But two things. I mean, for one practical thing, I did this exercise one time when I was in college in this really cool class that I took. And the professor had us chart down how we actually spent our hours of the day and write them down. And it's kind of amazing once you do that and, like, chart yourself and get statistics on your own actions. What you
see. I'd be scared.
Like, I think you'd surprise yourself. I remember my number one thing was, like, wow, I can't believe how much Netflix I watched.
Yeah.
Like, things like that. And so that's one thing you could do if you are feeling like you're not being intentional about your time. Just take a look. Like, I think we like to think that we know ourselves, but if you really are to, like, take a look at some hard data about your own self, I think it can tend to be kind of surprising what you find. That's why, like, people, myself included, tend to always say, like, oh my gosh, like, Spotify Wrapped is so rigged. Like, it's not right. But I think at the end of the day, you could have conspiracies, but the data tends to not lie, and I think it just says something, you know. It's just important to recognize that you may think that you're a certain way, but
in reality, I really do listen to Let It Go a million times a day.
Yeah, so that's one thing, is just to actually take some data on yourself and look at how you actually are spending time. And then from a deeper, I think everything in decisions kind of goes back to your values. And I think that we all have values, even if we think that they can be one thing. I think the way that you spend your time actually is, like, a really true reflection on what you value. So I think that's another thing, is to, if you want to get more deep and say, well, I don't know, that doesn't necessarily more deep, deeper. And that doesn't necessarily have to be your value of TikTok. It could be, I really value giving myself space to unwind. And that looks like being on TikTok.
Rebrand.
Like, there's no reason to, you know, put yourself in a shame spiral if that's how you relax and detach. Like, totally. We all need that space. Okay. So I think that if you are looking at the way you spend your time, and, like, you're not looking for a practical thing, like, make a schedule or get a calendar.
Yeah.
Do some reflection on what you really value, and then when you are faced with a decision, like, do I want to, like, I've been thinking about this a lot lately as I get, like, more, as I just make, I get older, and I'm, like, looking at how I want my, I'm thinking about how I want my life to look. You know, it's like, okay, so my friend asked me, as an example, my friend asked me to get a drink tonight, but I really want to work out, and I haven't worked out in a while. Like, you just have to, like, weigh what's more valuable to me in that situation, or, like, what aligns more with my values, is if I show up for my friend or if I need to go to this workout class. And that can ebb and flow based off of a situation, but that's just, like, a small example of, you know, like, if I want to, here's an example that's maybe better. It's like, if I want to lay in bed all morning, but Kate texts me, you know, we're at the park.
Get up.
I'm going to say, oh my God, like, I want to spend my time at the park because
I'm in the trenches.
Because on my ladder of values, I mean, within reason, like, all of these things have, you know, pros and cons. Like, if you're on your deathbed, stay in bed. But, like, to understand what I'm trying to get at here is the way you spend your time is a direct reflection of what's important to you. So first think to yourself, what's important to me? And then you can begin to make choices about how you want to spend your time based off of what you find to be important.
Yeah.
Just like be more, you know, thoughtful and intentional. I don't know, is that, what would you say?
I would just say that one day, and I don't mean to get like super religious, but I do believe in heaven. And one day you will be knocking on heaven's door. And you want to look back on your life and be like, I'm so glad I spent it doing things I wanted to do. So if you think about it that way, be intentional with your time in the sense that you're doing things that bring you joy. And essentially just echoing what you said. And don't feel pressured to do things and commit to things that you don't want to do and don't make you happy. And I think that can be something that comes with age, that you feel more confident and stronger in your conviction when doing those, when saying no to certain things.
Or choosing certain things over others.
Yes.
That's another thing, too, is like, for instance, like, I, again, wanted to lay in bed all night tonight, but I knew we had to record the pod, so I'm here.
Totally. Totally. And Mary B. busted her booty all the way over here to the financial district.
It's 32 degrees out, people.
In the Farizing, and so windy. So,
yeah. I mean, that's, like, what, it's easier said than done, but I always also like to go.
We have our responsibility as we're adults. We have to go to the dentist, and we have to go get our colonoscopies, and we have to get our pap smears and our mammograms, and I have to feed my children in the morning.
Yeah, but make sure you leave, I mean, that's the thing, too, is you have to leave.
I'm also going to scroll on TikTok for an hour tonight, and it's fine.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And that's okay. I mean, gosh, there's no reason to beat up on yourself for that. Just let it be.
Yes.
So, within reason, you know, if you feel like you're developing a true addiction, that's more medical issue.
So I follow this woman, Arielle Lori, if you guys are looking for another like pod to listen to. I've talked about her before, but she was an actual third wife and like really did live like a third wife lifestyle where she could just buy whatever she wanted. Just like could go to the spa whenever she wanted. But she is successful in her own right in like influencer world. But she went to rehab for drugs and maybe alcohol too. I can't remember. And she said
alcohol is a drug, Kate.
Oh, okay. So
didn't you go to DARE?
I guess clearly I skipped that day. She said that there were people in rehab for phones.
Yeah, I believe it. I mean, it's addicting.
Yeah.
How are you feeling about January 13th, TikTok maybe getting shut off in the United States?
There is just no world where that happens, but
we'll see. It is an addiction, though, for sure.
If it did happen, life would go on.
It always does.
Yes.
It always does.
Because you know what? I have more important things going on in my life, honestly.
Her values.
And
start with their children.
Even people who are I do feel sorry for people who are financially dependent on it, but just like they were able to pivot to be financially dependent on it, I believe that they'll be able to pivot and get on to the next thing that's going
to
pop up.
They just move to Instagram,
I think. Yeah, move to Instagram. I'm sure another app will pop up.
Yeah.
And everything will be okay.
Yeah.
I mean, on YouTube. You know, start a podcast.
Yeah, start a podcast.
So, if they have content and, like, their followers, if they have real followers, they will be followed wherever they go, so.
Yeah. I will say, I mean, again, last practical thing, like, I really do think that calendars are super helpful. I live and die by my...
Do you have, like, a handwritten calendar?
I have
like
three. And now that I think about it, I have three calendars. I have my work calendar, I have my Google calendar, and then I have a written calendar at home. And it's just good to have. Like, I think that I would actually, like, be, like, mentally sprawled out if I didn't have my calendars. Like, that's
how
I do.
Oh, yeah. If I don't
like,
have something written down...
I will forget. I will schedule over it.
I won't be there. Like, and even then, sometimes, like... The other day, when I scheduled my colonoscopy on a day that I was scheduled to work.
But like, that's, yeah.
No, just looking at your calendar.
That's why I can't, if people ask me to do things, I'm like, wait, wait a minute.
Like, let me look at my calendar.
Yeah. Because I might have something that I put on from a month ago.
Yeah.
One thing I want to talk about, though, since I have this platform, is, and we're talking about spending time certain ways, is I want to start working. Maybe this can be on my baboo as we transition into that phase of the podcast. I didn't get a mirror, okay? Don't come for me. I'll get it eventually. But my
get on Facebook Marketplace.
But I think that something that I do need to do that, but something that I want to try to be better about is spending, like, is leaving, like, open space in my calendar for nothing. Because, oh my gosh, like, it's an epidemic. Like, my friends and I will try to schedule something together, and we'll have to go, like, a month and a half out to get on a date that everyone's free.
Yes, I love it's that idea.
It's an epidemic. And actually, this influencer who I was friends with in college, Corporate Natalie, who is hilarious, she actually posted a video about this and how it was, like, it's just, like, she's just, like, she does, like, comedy bits, and she did one about how it's, like, trying to get on everyone's calendars is impossible. I felt so seen. And I think it's really hard for me to say no to social events, because I love, that's one of my values. Like, I love spending time with my friends. I have really great friends that, like, I think really fill my cup. So I like to say yes, and I also like to say yes to things in New York City, like concerts and events, because, like, why the heck else am I paying so much in rent if I'm not going to these things? So, but at the same time, I think that, like, leaving open space for things allows for yourself to just, like, fill it with, like, who knows what, like, creative things. Like, you can pick up needlepoint you haven't done in a while. You can work on, like, different things, like this podcast. And if you don't, if you're always so busy, then you don't have open creative time. And creativity is part of what makes us human, guys.
Hold space for your creativity.
So, with that being said, like, I have a super busy week coming up.
There is no space to be held.
Actually, Monday, I'm going to keep unlock.
There you go.
But
locked.
Yeah. So, anyway, that's my soapbox. So, to the person who asked about how to best spend their time, I don't know, like, maybe also leave some creative space open. You never know what might come from it.
You write a book. Such a good baboo to have. My baboo for this week is to survive my trip there and back.
Yeah, this woman's doing a 9-hour flight with two
babies. Prayers, blessings.
What's
prayers,
your plan?
Thoughts, prayers. Well, I'm hoping they'll sleep a lot of the time. Czar especially. And for Dictator, I'm hoping she'll watch a lot of TV.
Yeah.
Which reminds me, I need to go download some shows.
Shout out to Miss Rachel and Daniel Tiger.
Literally. Everybody say a prayer. I have Wi-Fi on the flight. And, like, the good Wi-Fi.
If they didn't have that. Yeah. They'll definitely have TVs in the back of.
Yeah. So, I've been withholding TV time for a while now, so.
It's time to open the floodgates.
Yes. Where are we? Sorry.
It's okay. Kate just had to take a very important phone call.
So many interruptions.
Very important phone call.
I've been mothering. I've been wiping.
Well, we're talking about your flight, but we can get into baboos. Your baboos to survive.
My baboos to survive. Yeah. Yes.
Sorry I'm not coming with you, okay. But it just wasn't in the cards for me. And it's actually just a sign that I'm sick, so it's, like,
yeah. It's just such a long travel day. So yeah. I don't blame you.
One day, maybe. Maybe one day me and my...
There'll be other trips that you can join.
Yeah. Okay, I'm really tired.
Yes. Skedaddle.
What should I watch tonight?
You should watch... Have you watched The Madness on Netflix?
No.
The first episode is a little... I don't know. Marin also said Black Dove was good, I think, with Keira Knightley.
Black what?
Black Dove.
Black Dove? What's it on?
Black Dove. I think it's on Netflix.
Netflix? Okay. Alright, maybe I'll give that a try tonight. Look. Sweet, sweet slumber. Okay, guys, thanks for listening.
Yes.
Monday
thanks
reset.
For listening.
Oh, I think we probably won't have an episode next week.
Are you gone the weekend?
Yeah, I'm gone. I'm gonna be in home. in Kansas City.
Oh, are you leaving the 22nd?
I'm leaving 18th because Notre Dame game on the 20th.
Oh, yeah. Well, if we decide to do, like, a phone-in app.
Yeah, maybe we will. But otherwise, 'tis the season.
Yes.
Happy holidays, everyone. I heard that Hanukkah starts on the same Sunday. Or, like, it starts the same week as Christmas. So,
yes.
Happy holidays to all happy you peeps. Happy Hanukkah, Merry Christmas, Happy Kwanzaa.
Merry
Christmas.
Okay. Happy Christmas. Okay, bye, guys.
Bye.
Money reset. Let's go.